Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Dalid. We're talking about different things that happen if instead of Yibum, and if there, we talked about a kosher bia, a pasul bia, a kosher mimer, a pasul mimer, kosher chalitza, pasul chalitza, kosher get, pasul get, all these things where you're leaving options, where you're not completely finishing something, all these different things. So we can continue a discussion with that, and that's going to take us all the way through Halacha Yud Zayin, and then Yud Ches, we start talking about a Kotan and a Ketana, in terms of what they do in terms of Yibum. So that's going to be where we're heading for the next day or so. Yud Dalet, Uchavar Amarna, we already discussed, She'ein HaGet, Docha HaYevama Dechia Gemura, that when a get is given to release her, it doesn't really push her off completely. This when a guy just gives her a get instead of a chalitza, right? She still needs a chalitza. Right? If a guy just, he's supposed to give her a chalitza, just gives her a get. Well, that doesn't work. It creates problems, right? Because now no yibum can happen afterwards, because you already start to push away, so you can't bring close. But it's not a complete pushing away. You already learned that.
Yeah.
Similarly, v'chein ha-mamar, when you do mamar, that's the verbal kiddushin before the yibum that the rabbis insisted on, ain't a kind of a kinyan gomer, doesn't create a complete kinyan to knock off the zika that existed beforehand. We already talked about that. Mm-hmm. However, what's the new point we want to mention? Aval ha-be'ila, but intimacy, that's done, koina kinyan gomer, that's a complete kinyan when it's done properly. And if a proper chalitza is done, doicha osa dechia gemura, it pushes her away, a complete pushing away, makes her permitted to others. And now he's going to say, lafika, therefore, let's start analyzing a few things. And it's going to run on, Yuddal is going to run on to Tezvav. Okay? And to continually run on.
So far it's nothing new, right?
So far, but here come the lafikas now. Get, achar get by Yavama. Let's say there's first a get given to the woman, and then another get given to the woman. Now, with that first get, you haven't pushed off the Zika completely yet. Right? Doesn't completely push off the Zika. Right? A get alone doesn't, she still has a Zika to the family. So if there's a get given after a get, and he'll explain it all in the next halacha. He's just saying the rules. I don't have to understand it yet.
I don't.
Oh, mamar achar mamar, or there's a mamar, and then another mamar. So there's still some Zika. So moil, It allows the second one to have some kind of an effect. Because since a get is not a complete pushing off, and since a mimer is not a complete kinyan, you've allowed a second person to come in, and what they do can have some substance as juxtaposed to the next. And we'll have to deal with that. In other words, the person who does the mimer after the mimer, there's something that has been chal, that has been effective even for the second mimer. There's a get after a get. That second get is something that we have to deal with to remove that. In other words, since a get in a yibum situation is not a complete push-off, that means she still has a zik and a connection to everybody.
Right.
So if a second get is given, it has some legality on a minimal level that has to be dealt with and removed.
For the same person?
Just like... Or brother, different person. You can't, same person can't give a get, but that's you can give a get to two people.
Right.
So, and the same thing, a mamar doesn't make a complete kinyan. Same though you're making a mamar, there's still room for somebody else to muscle in there a little bit. And that second person has to be dealt with. As juxtaposed to, avol be'ila achar be'ila, but intimacy after intimacy. The chalitza achar chalitza, and a chalitza after a legitimate chalitza. The second bia or the second chalitza is absolutely nothing. We don't have to deal with it at all. Nothing has happened. It's something bad may have happened, but it's nothing to affect to take it off or remove it or something else.
It doesn't change the
initial. Like nothing happened.
V'chein
get o chalitza achar habi'ila. Similar, if you give a get or a chalitza after a bia, also ain't a klum. It's nothing that has to be reckoned with. So that's the general point. We already know all this, but he's just formulating it in a way that makes it clear one against the other. In other words, get straight off, mamar straight off, leaves room for somebody else to step in and make some trouble. while chalitza and bia does not allow room for anything to happen afterwards. It has a finality to it.
Right.
Now, Kate said, let's have some examples of this in the next two halachas to clarify exactly what this means. Okay, that's tesvav. Yavam shenosan get liyavimto. So let's say the man, the brother, instead of doing what he's supposed to, he just writes out a get straight away to the yavimto. V'chazer v'nosan get l'tzarasa. There were more than one wife, and he writes a get to another wife. Right? He's only supposed to deal with one. He gives a get to one. That's not appropriate. But that get has not pushed the first one away at all. I mean, not too much. Not enough, rather. And now he goes and gives a get to a second one of the wives.
I thought it pushes away so they can't do Yibam anymore.
Yes, but doesn't mean the game's over. Right. That the Zika, let's say five wives, when the husband dies, right? There's a Zika, all five of them, to this guy.
Right.
Now, if he would have done a beer and a chalitza, finished. The whole Zika's gone. In fact, he gave a get. Now, he can't do a Yibam with her anymore.
Right.
But he hasn't pushed her out, and that they're all free to marry whoever they want. So since the Zika's still there, it allows a second activity to catch on. So now he went and gave a get to another one, so that get has some kind of an effect. And what will be that effect? Just like any get you give to someone, Hareza Usur Bikrov Hashem. Now he's forbidden to marry any of the relatives of these women that he's given a get to, as is the standard halacha for that. Okay, just like anyone you divorce, you can't marry there. You marry a woman, you divorce, can you marry her relatives? No, you can't marry. So even though it's only rabbinically enforceable, but rabbinically we give them all the stringencies, so that second get accomplished something. What, in a negative way, if he gave a get to one of them, so he can't marry that one's relatives.
Can he do Yibam one of the other sisters? With one of the other wives?
No, he's messed it all up. He's messed it all up. All that's left is chalitza.
Could he marry?
So how does that second get change it?
The second get now makes that the second... Let's look at this. If I gave a get to one woman, and then I gave her a chalitza, but the other women's relatives I could marry because I had no business with her.
Relatives.
So if I gave a get to wife number one, so I'm ready, finished with this woman. Not only am I finished with her, I can't marry any of her relatives.
Okay.
But there's four other women I could marry their relatives.
Not then.
But if I give a get to a second wife, there was enough left over from the first get that allows me to continue to stumble along, as it were. And now I am affected by what I did to the second wife that I can't marry any of her relatives. Because that get is considered enough of a hold on. There's enough of a Zika that my get does something.
And that second get affects the third and fourth and fifth wife as well?
Well, no. No, you could marry the third. You haven't done anything with those third and fourth wives.
Okay, so it just affects each one of the wives.
But it's like I gave her a get. Even when I gave a get to the first one, it leaves enough open that when I give the get to the second, it's considered I gave her a get rabbinically, and therefore I'm prohibited to her relatives.
Okay.
Now let's look at another example. Same idea. Let's say there's two brothers now. They both gave a get to the same woman. Wife A, brother B gives her a get, brother C gives her a get, one after the other. So now, what's the status of the second brother to this first woman? She's considered divorced from both of them. And who's prohibited now? Both brothers are asur b'krovaseh. They can't marry her relatives. Even the second brother, it's still considered a bona fide get rabbinically, to the extent that he cannot marry her relatives, even though the first guy already did. No. But still, what has to still happen? One of the brothers has to give a chalitza, because she's still not, even though it's a chalitza psula, but she doesn't need chalitza from both of them, as long as we're not involving any tzaras over there.
It doesn't matter which one, either one.
Yeah.
Why don't you give a get, even if it wasn't required, you eliminate or disqualify yourself from her relatives. That's the bottom line.
Yes. But more importantly, that's an old news. The new news of this halacha is the get isn't so final that it doesn't allow another get to be made,
right,
that doesn't preclude it from knocking out and having the same repercussions. That's the point he's trying to make over here.
If you just did chalitza like you should have done in the first place,
life is easy.
Over.
Then you don't have a lot of rambams.
No, you can marry the other sister if you want.
No. Can't marry the other sister.
The other brother could.
The other brother, but that...
The other brother.
Yeah.
You couldn't marry the sister.
No, when it's chalitza, then that bond is broken.
The bond is broken.
Why couldn't you marry the sister? Her sister. Yavama's sister.
Because we treat it like a get. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cheap like a get. I believe so. So complicated.
The other brothers can marry the sister.
I think that her relatives, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Now let's go the other way now. So what did we do so far? Okay, so we have two examples, two brothers, a man giving a get to two women, two brothers giving get to one woman. Well, there's still more possibilities, right? V'cheinim nasan get li avimto. Let's say this man gave a get to her yavama. V'chazv nasan achiv get litzros. And the brother B gives a get to wife B. Brother A gives a get to wife A. Brother B gives a get to wife B. Now B shouldn't have been doing anything with B, because A's already messed up everything, right? But B still has enough opening to mess up further. So kol echad asur bikrovas zoshin asur leget. Each one is prohibited to the relatives of that one that he gave the get to. So that's the three examples of get where the second get still has some effect, because the first one didn't have finality to it. Now we go to Mimer. Mimer is the reverse. Instead of wanting her away, he's trying to bring close, right? Trying to make some kind of connection. But it has the same net result. What if there's a Mimer after a Mimer? Well, we already know that. Kamosh Brenner has already explained that the second Mimer has to be dealt with. The second Mimer, now you're going to have to give a divorce on the Mimer, even though there was a first Mimer. Right? When you give the first mamer, it's not like you're totally married. The second brother, it's not a kinyan gomer. It's not a complete kinyan. So a second brother or second guy or whatever, they give another mamer to somebody else, that mamer is effective, and therefore it's got to be wiped out, just like the first mamer has to be wiped out, and he's not going to repeat any of that, because he's already clarified that all. So those are all the ones that are not complete. Now we'll go to the ones where it is complete. But let's say a yavam does a proper chalitza with the wife. A proper, everything's fine, kosher chalitza, 100%. But then he turns around. Then he makes another chalitza to a second wife. There were two wives. He gave a bona fide chalitza to wife A, and gives apparently a bona fide chalitza to B.
Not necessary.
Bein who, it doesn't matter if he's the one who gives the second chalitza, bein achiv, or his brother gave the first wife a second chalitza, or uvechein shnei yavam ishchozer chzeh, or one brother gives a chalitza to one, and another brother gives a chalitza to another one, liyavam achas, to the same one. Ein chalitza achrona klum. The second chalitza is absolutely zero.
Yeah, because the bond's
boom. And whoever got the second chalitza is not also because you're not prohibited to her relatives. Just like you give a get your also to the relatives, you give a chalitza also to the relatives. So if brother A gives a chalitza to wife A, let's say, brother B gives a chalitza to wife B, that second chalitza is a zero. So B can now marry any of wife B's relatives. Because it's like he did nothing.
They date stamped? They have to know which one was the first chalitza.
Oh, that's going to be a halacha in Yitzayin. Okay. It's coming up in Yitzayin, that scenario. Shezek, because what's that like? When you give a chalitza to the second wife, after the first one's been a bona fide chalitza, you know what it's like? What if you just go over to any lady, you go to any lady on the street and give her a chalitza? Oh, no, I can't marry your relatives. What are you talking about? What are you giving a chalitza for? My guy wakes up one day, finds this lady in the street, a single lady, just gives her a chalitza. You know why he did it? Because he doesn't want to be looked at. You know, I'll say like this. I'll say, guys, I'm bugging the guy. You know, why don't you go out with this girl? I don't want to go out. You know, and they're making him crazy. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to this girl's sister and just give her a chalitza, and I know he can bug me anymore.
It's Torah prohibited. I can't do it.
So but they say, no, that's totally nothing. It's no different than giving a chalitza to a strange woman. That's nothing. If you give chalitza to a woman that there's no zika, it's like you did nothing. So that's the same thing. Even though you're giving to one of the women who there was a zika, but since the first chalitza was a kosher chalitza, and the entire zika is gone, so the second chalitza is absolutely nothing, as if there was a stranger. So that's following a good chalitza. Now what's left in Tezayin, we have to follow what happens after a good bia that happens for Yidin. And similarly, a person has.
I'm not touching that.
What happened?
I'm wondering what a bad deal.
We already learned what a bad deal was.
Not in legal terms.
Vechena boel yevimto, a man who has bia with his yavama, and he makes a complete kinyan. 100% was a kosher bia. The zika is gone. Okay. Then what happened? V'chazer, and then that second one comes up. Now who? Bein who? Doesn't matter if he does a second bia, I guess with another wife. Bein achiv, or rather his brother does a bia with anyone who could get one. No, for, what? V'chena bol yivim to v'chazer. Oh, I'm sorry. Bein hu bein achiv v'chalas, I'm sorry. And then he comes back, or his brother gives a chalitza after this bia to her. So brother A does bia with wife A. And it doesn't matter now if brother A, after he does bia, gives her a chalitza, or if brother B, the one he married, if brother A does bia, yibum, with wife A. Okay? Now, brother A goes back to wife A and now gives her a chalitza after the bia.
Has to be a get.
Right? Right. But he gave her a chalitza. Or if brother B gives a chalitza to wife A, olet sarasa, or to wife B, or if after bia with wife a chalitza is given to wife B, either from the original brother A or brother B, ein chalitza zuklum, that chalitza is nothing, because it was followed by a perfectly good bia, and there's no zika.
It was preceded by?
Preceded by a kosher bia. Yeah. Now, v'cheinim chazer achiv. So now again, after the bia, v'cheinim chazer achiv. Now let's say his brother comes. A brother A did bia with wife A, but now his brother B, v'cheinim chazer achiv v'nasan get la. Brother B gives a divorce to wife A. Ola tsarasa, or to wife B. Ain't a klum. That's nothing, because the bia in the beginning finished the game. What if Chazer, after a bia, Chazer achiv anasan la mimer, what if the brother comes along and gives wife A a mamar after that bia? Obo, let's say brother B does bia to wife A after brother A did bia to wife A.
It's snus.
Yeah, but it could be snus. All kinds of things, but lo aso klum. He didn't do anything that requires affirmative action afterwards. There's not, he didn't do anything to acquire her. Certainly it's aser to do that. For what reason?
She's married.
Ace is ish. It's a married woman. Clearly you can't do it, but you haven't accomplished anything. That's the point in terms
of
having to take off some kind of connection.
Would it be a mamzer?
Hold on. Me'achar shabal achiv tchila, since the brother did the original bia, kona kinyan gomer, made a complete kinyan, veina kedushim tov sim be'ashes ish, the kedushim doesn't even grab for an ashes ish, and certainly if they had a kid, it would be a mamzer without question.
It's more than ashes ish.
Is it also ashes like achiv? And also ashes achiv. You got a double header.
Right.
Okay, you got two double edged mamzer, whatever you want to call them, right? You got on both ends is a mamzer, right? However, what if after the first bia, avolim nosen mamar litzarasa, what if he gave mamar to the second wife? Obal tzaras, or did bia with the second wife to the other wife? Okay, so now tzricha get, you have to give a get, even though it's prohibited. Mimenu, Kamosh Baran has already explained earlier in Halacha Yud Gimel, which goes back to what we had before. You have to give a get, I guess, for rabbinic reasons, because it's going to look like she go marry a kohen or something. It could be problems, but really there was nothing there. Okay, Yud Zayin now goes to Paul's case that he thought up of a few minutes ago. So now we understand all the rules. What if we're going to have a guy who has two wives in two different cities after he dies? Brother A went out of town, and you know, a smart guy. He has a wife, you know, in California and one in Miami.
By coastal,
you know, and he's traveling. Somebody got killed on the road. And now there's a brother in Nebraska. Miami. There's a mother in Florida, but they don't have. Technological knowledge to know immediately, you know, what's going on. So that's the scenario Yud Zayin. Shnei Yavamim Shiyibnu Shnei Yavamas Habos Mibayis Echav Lo Nada Noda Miyibim Tchila. Two men, two brothers, they each do Yibim with two of the wives that were married to one man, but they don't know who did the Yibim first. In other words, only one's allowed to do it. But we know that both did it, but we don't know when A did Yibum and when B did Yibum.
As we said before, the first one is the one that counts, the other one's nothing.
We don't know.
So don't blame responsibility on the woman?
Hey, There's two different women. Let's read. Let's read. Just let me read a little more. So what do we do at the end of the day when we find out that it happened? You know, shneihem yotzi uveget. They both have to leave with a get. Okay, both of them, because whoever is the second one, it wasn't allowed. In other words, in God's eyes, God knows who was first. We don't.
They might know it.
We don't know. Velo noda, and we don't know. They didn't take track. They didn't write down the time. They just say, you know, I don't remember what day it was. They just don't know. If you know, obviously it will be a different halacha. But if you don't know.
And they both got pregnant.
We're not up to that, okay? But let's just deal with the halacha first, right? So now, obviously one was a kosher yibum, and one was definitely not a kosher yibum, and prohibited mamish to be with them. So since we don't know the status, we must both divorce, because you don't know if you're the second one. So then, when that happens, when they give them a get, the yuchulazorim, then those women are now allowed to marry strangers. They can't marry the brothers anymore, because that's out, but they can now, they're free to marry a stranger, because memonoshach. They each got a get. So, let's say you were the first wife. Then your yibum was a good yibum, and the guy gave you a get, and now he freed you. Let's say you're the second wife. Well, there was no yibum to begin with. And really, whatever you did was nothing. There was no zika at all. And the get is just that you really didn't need to give the get, but we didn't know. Remember, a good yibum, the get afterwards is nothing. Right?
No, you didn't give the get after yibum.
No, to the other brother. Oh, if brother A does yibum to wife A,
yeah,
and then brother B does yibum to wife B, has B done anything? Has he? No.
No, I thought we said, does Baba not just say get?
Yeah, but has he done anything really? Was he allowed to do even with her?
No.
Right, so he hasn't done anything. So really, he doesn't really have to give a get.
Well, I guess what we're saying is that if this situation happened.
But we don't know.
If this situation happened, then.
And really, and it was a prohibited relationship, right? So
one of them.
One was for sure not allowed, right? But since we don't know, so therefore, you got to assume you were first. So right. You give the get, and the other one is just.
And now the Yibum situation has been taken care of, and she just never bonded.
Yeah, because the problem is, really, 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 there was a proper Yibum with one of them.
We just don't know which one.
We don't know, and the other one should be free to go, but we don't know who's who.
Right.
So the only way we can deal with it is assume that they both got the correct Yibum, and now they're going to go give a get. In reality, only one had a correct Yibum, and that one had a correct get, and the other one really didn't have a Yibum and really didn't have a get. But since we don't know, mitam safek, they can't marry Kohanim, they can't marry their relatives, they can't do any of these things. We've got to be strict on both ends over there. If they have kids, it's probably safek mamzer, which is the worst scenario.
How about if there was a third sister, could you do yibum?
It's out. Once you don't want, once it was one good yibum, the game is over. The zika is gone for any other wife. And then it goes off with a divorce.
Yeah.
So now we have the example. Lefikach, therefore, Reuven shehayu b'Yerushalayim. Let's say Reuven was in Yerushalayim. Velo shtei nashim. He has two wives. Achas ba'Akko v'achas b'Tzor. One in Akko and one in Tzor.
Right? Miami and New York.
No, they're both north. Akko is north and Tzor is more north. Yeah. Yerushalayim is south. Okay, I don't know. It's interesting why the Rambam picked that example. I don't know. Maybe they were the summer homes. I don't know. But anyway, maybe he's working in Yerushalayim and that was more the two summer resorts. Now, what happened? Now, Reuven's going to die in a minute, right? V'Shimon achiv v'Akko. Shimon, his brother's in Akko with one of the wives. V'Levi achiv v'Tzor. And Levi, the brother's in Tzor. V'Shomon, they heard Shemes Reuven. They both heard, by the grapevine, that Reuven died in Yerushalayim. So now, when you hear that, what is the proper thing you should do when you hear this news? Knowing there's a wife in Akko. You know there's a wife and a brother in Tzor. You know there's another possibility. Only thing you know is your brother in Yerushalayim died. You don't know any more information. You know there's a suffix situation that could come up. So what do you do to avoid that problem? So Hadin No say the law is clear. Shalo yiyabim echvim. Nobody can do anything. So you know what the other brother did. You don't do anything till you know what your brother did. Now obviously what's going to happen? Both of them aren't going to do anything until they're both here. So they're not going to do anything. I guess they're going to decide. One's going to visit the other. And, you know, one will probably take the other wife. along and take a trip, or maybe not take a wife, but just the two brothers have to get along to know what each one's to find each other, know what's going on.
But they don't know this.
Because since you don't, they know there's wives.
Well, they know this.
You know the husband. You got, listen, you got like this.
Oh, okay, if they know this.
You got the guy's mishpacha. Why do you think he has a wife? He has a house in Akron, a house in Sor, because he has a brother there. Oh. Makes it cheaper when you go to Florida. You have a relative who's got a condo. You go in there. So you got a brother who's got a condo in Florida. You got a brother with a condo in Palm Springs. So now what do? You're married to two wives. So you leave one wife by one brother because you're going to use the condo then, and one wife by the other brother with his condo. And you're going to Yerushalayim to work. And now when you're at work, you got killed. So now the two brothers found out that he died. So now what do you? You can't do nothing until you talk to the other and find out. And since you're not going to find out, you just can't do anything. Don't do anything until the two brothers decide to meet somewhere between Akko and Tzor and discuss who's going to do what. And then you make up what you're going to do. Okay, fine. Now, what if though they didn't do that, of course, what if Kodam Echod Mehem V'Yibim? What if one just said, you know, I'm just going to do it, and I don't care, I didn't bother to call up my brother. Let's say we're the Bezdin in Akko. The guy goes to the rabbi and says, what should I do? He says, don't do anything. Go get a hold of your brother. Go take a trip. Don't do anything. He says, well, I'll tell you what, I already did Yibum. You know, ask after the Shiloh. Well, you know, I heard
my brother. Has ever happened to the rabbi?
What?
Has ever happened to this rabbi?
Yeah, not with Yibum.
No, but.
In other scenarios, right? Right? So the guy comes to the, so what if one brother didn't listen and he just went and did a Yibum with one of the wives? And we don't know what went on in the other city, but the rabbi now has to deal with what's going on the ground here. So what should the rabbi tell him? Divorce the woman, not divorce the woman. You don't know what's going on the other side of the world. So the law is ein motzi me'ara. You don't have to make them divorce because you don't know yet. Unless you went only until you determined that the other brother indeed did do yibum first. Right? So in other words, you gotta find out what happened, then you can maybe say it should prohibit or not, but if you don't know at all what's going on, you can't prohibit anything, because it's a double suffix now. When you know they both got married, and we don't know who's first, then they both get divorced. But if one guy got married, and we don't know what happened with the other brother, so now, and we haven't found out yet, till you find out, it's a double suffix. Maybe the other brother did Yibum, maybe he didn't. And even if he did, maybe he did it later. Yeah. So it's a double suffix. You can't remove the first marriage because of a double suffix. If the other brother indeed did do Yibum, then it's only one suffix. Who did it first? And then you have to remove from the suffix. But if it's a double suffix, we don't do anything.
Can you prohibit relations?
Well, yeah.
It could be wrong.
But we don't get them divorced.
No, but you just tell them to stay apart.
That probably. Now, Achivarash Achu Yibem Trila. So you find out. Now, if Ratzaha Echad, Lachlots Kodam Shiyasa Masha also. What if that brother who did the Yibum didn't do Yibum? What if he doesn't know what's going on and he wants to give Chalitza? He doesn't know what's going on with the other brother. He doesn't know. But he feels bad. This woman here wants to get married. Now he knows he can't marry because he doesn't know what the other brother's doing. Let's say he's not going to find out. You know, it'll take 3 years till I see my brother. Whatever. It wasn't so easy in those days. Even to go from Akko to Tzur. It wasn't, well, I'll take a quick overnight express. You know, it didn't go that way. And there could be times she couldn't even go. It could be the roads were dangerous. Whatever. So, but he wants her to go. Okay, so you know, I can't marry her because I don't know what's going on. I don't want to mess everything up here. I'd like her to be free. That's what I want. So what he could do, he could always do a chalitza.
But then the other
wait, until he finds out what happens. If he does that, ain't money, so we don't hold him back. Because let's look at both possible scenarios. Scenario number one is that he's first with the chalitza. If he's first with chalitza, it's a proper chalitza, she can go get married. What if, there's only two possibilities. Either he did chalitza before the other brother did anything, or the other brother did either chalitza or yibum. Right? One of the two, right? So the other brother did chalitza, then what I did was nothing.
Right.
The other brother did yibum, what I did was nothing.
Right.
So she can marry, but who couldn't she marry?
The other brother.
Cohen. Mitam Safek. Because maybe the chalitza was a real chalitza. She could marry anybody else but a Kohen. Whatever the other brother did can't mess up this chalitza. Either he was first. If he's first, she has a chalitza. She's free to marry anybody but a Kohen. If the other brother did something else, what did he do? He either did Yibum or he did chalitza. If he did Yibum or chalitza, so then she is... Nothing happened.
If he's doing a later Yibum, then you're putting him in.
He's not doing Yibum.
No, the other brother.
That's his problem, not my problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
So better both brothers. Obviously what should happen? both brothers should give chalitza. If they know they're not going to find out whatever is done, so what's the obviously best thing to do? Each one should do a chalitza. Either way, the woman is okay, but they both, mitam sovei, cannot marry a kohen.
If that first brother did chalitza and the other did yibum, that's wrong. Completely
also wrong. That's why we just stay away from these things. Okay, tomorrow we begin.